Well, just a little bit of an extra announcement. This evening at 6 o'clock, we're having another carol service. There'll be more carols, but it'll be by candlelight. And I don't know about you, but I like the candlelight carol service. It does really make me feel like Christmas when we sing that, and we'll be thinking again about the Christmas message. But this morning, we're going to be thinking about shepherds. And so we're going to be asking, why shepherds? But let's begin by recognizing the fact that what was happening there when the baby, the Lord Jesus Christ, was born in Bethlehem was the beginnings of the announcement of the greatest good news. That the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world, and he was coming in as the Savior so that all who would believe in him and trust in him would have eternal life and be able to go to heaven. But if you've got this great good news about salvation, about having heaven for you, who are you going to tell? Who should hear the news first? Well, you might think, well, it's the important people. You know, the people who are in sort of power, like King Herod, or people who are famous, they ought to hear the news first. Well, it didn't happen like that. You might think, oh, well, it must be the religious leaders of the day. You know, the kind of bishops, the synagogue leaders, the rabbis, the priests who should hear the news first. But they didn't hear the news first, did they? You may think, and we're thinking in terms of the 21st century, it might be the influencers that we hear about on the internet. But it wasn't people like that who could influence society. In fact, the very people who heard the news of the birth of the Messiah, the Savior, were shepherds. And the shepherds were not the kind of shepherds I used to know when I was a minister in Bala, who were going around with their Land Rovers and their Range Rovers, and they had lots of money. But these were poor shepherds. They were hired shepherds who didn't even own the flocks in which they were looking after. And there they were on an insignificant hillside in an insignificant and obscure country who were hearing for the very first time from the mouths of angels that the Savior Jesus, the Savior of the world, was born. So I want to ask the question, why shepherds? That's our first point. In fact, I should have done a reading, so forgive me. But Luke chapter 2, verse 11, we have there the words of the angel. For there is born to you this city, this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Well, let's ask that question then. Why shepherds? And the shepherds are poor. That's the first thing we need to realize. The shepherds represent the weakest and the poorest members of their community, of their society. In the social structure of first century Palestine, there was nothing lower, really, than being a shepherd. Or possibly, if you were a leper, that would have been different. But the lowest in society in those days would have been a poor shepherd. The shepherds were paid to live out on the hillside for many, many months. And they were being paid to look after other people's sheep. Because they didn't own the sheep themselves. They were having to look after the people who did own the flocks. And from extra-biblical sources, we know that the shepherds were, and I'm going to use an American phrase here, dirt poor. They were as poor as you could possibly be. They lived an isolated existence, a lonely existence. They had low moral standards. In fact, the rabbis used to always point to the shepherds as those people that you didn't want to be with and you didn't want to associate with because of their moral standards. And when the shepherds came into town, when they had to get buy food or something, they usually came into town to get drunk and cause a lot of trouble. So if the shepherds came into town, you made sure you locked your doors and you stayed far away from them. But why does the news of the birth of Jesus come to these particular people? They would seem to be the last people who should have heard the news that the Savior was born. Well, it's about the message. And I keep jumping around here. Sorry about that, Rob. I should have quoted Luke 2:8. Now, there was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Well, let's get to the second point. And it's about the message of the angel. And the message that the angel wants to give to these shepherds is to be found in Luke chapter 2 and verses 9 to 11. And there, as Faith read to us, we read, "And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid." So you've got these shepherds, and they're having a nightly gathering together, trying to encourage one another, and suddenly there's this angel, and the glory of the Lord is shining all around them. They thought they were having an ordinary night, and then suddenly they haven't. And the angel says to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings," that's good news, "of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you this day, in the city of David," that's Bethlehem, "a Savior who is Christ the Lord." And the message of the angel is this: the Savior has come. Now, when these shepherds heard that, they would have been thinking about all the messages they may have heard in the synagogues, the messages that had come in the Old Testament from the prophets, that there was going to become a special person, someone like David, but greater than David, someone who had been prophesied hundreds of years before, who would come and rescue God's people. Because the name Savior means rescuer as well. And this, the angel was saying, this person is born now, and he's in Bethlehem. And he's the one who will give eternal life to everyone who would believe in him. And what the shepherds are being told is this: that Savior is their Savior. Now, all their lives as shepherds, probably of sons of shepherds, they've been told in their life that they are not good enough. Weren't good enough to be in the community at large. They were only good enough to be on the hillside looking after sheep. They weren't good enough. And they were probably being told in all their life that they never would be good enough. And those religious leaders who were looking after the temple and the synagogues, they probably were telling them from a young age that they would never be good enough for God. They would never be good enough to go to heaven. And now there's this angel, and the glory of the Lord is shining around them. And there is, for them, the angel says, salvation, because their Savior has come. And it's through the baby that is born in Bethlehem. So by way of application this morning, the gospel of our salvation, in other words, the way we go to heaven, is not about what we can do to earn our way into heaven. It isn't about how many good things we've done or how good people we are. The shepherds were not good people. The shepherds didn't do good things. But the message of salvation, how we go to heaven, is a message that says that we cannot do it ourselves. We can't earn our way into heaven. But it's what God has done. What God has done through his love and what we call grace, his free favor towards us. So what has God done? Well, there's one text of Scripture which ought to be a Christmas text. It is a Christmas text, really. And it's John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's Christmas, isn't it? God giving his son to come on earth. But then the text says, but whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is sent down to this earth. He who knew nothing other than the realms of glory, the realms of heaven, the Son of God, becomes the Son of Man. God, the second person of the Trinity, becomes a true human being. And he is sent to this planet. He is sent to die. He is sent to die on a cross, to pay the price for all our sins, so that we don't have to pay the price ourselves in order to go to heaven. So it's about the message of the angel. But then, thirdly, let's note what the shepherds did next. Well, what do the shepherds do when they've had this amazing declaration from the angel? Well, this is what they did. Luke chapter 2 and verses 11 to 15 and 16. This is what the angel says. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ. And that word Christ means Messiah, which also means rescuer, Savior. Who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And we're told they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. These shepherds, they didn't have any money. They couldn't go and visit Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus and give them some money for the child. They had no sacrifice to offer the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. They couldn't even give a lamb because those lambs that they had were not their own. And they couldn't come and say, well, we're so good, we can come to look at Jesus, the baby born in Bethlehem, because they weren't that good. What they could do was to go to Jesus and believe in him and trust in him, just as the angel said. And that's what they did. They went, didn't they? And they saw what the angel told them they would see. Verse 12, the angel says, you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. And when they saw the baby, they believed in him as the Christ, the Messiah, Christ the Lord, their Savior and their God. And so we see that they went, verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, if you would have salvation for yourself, if you would have heaven, then what you must do, you must do what the shepherds did. You must come to Jesus just as you are. The shepherds couldn't prepare themselves. They couldn't say, well, we're going to be better in future, and when we get good, we'll come. No, they came as they were. They didn't have anything to give to the baby. There was nothing they could say that we were good people, so we are able to come. They came as they were, and they believed and they trusted in Jesus. So let's bring a fourth point, and that is, what else did the shepherds do? Well, what the shepherds did was basically two things. And the first of those things is that they worshipped. And we see that in Luke chapter 2 and verse 20. The shepherds have been and they've seen the baby Jesus. And as they come back to the hillside, back to their role as looking after these sheep, we read in these words in verse 20, then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. They were worshipping. They were worshipping the baby that was born in Bethlehem. They were worshipping God who had sent his son upon earth. They were worshipping the fact that God's plan of salvation had been was now being fulfilled there in Bethlehem through this baby. They were able to say, here is the one who will bring peace on earth. That's what the angels had been singing about. Peace between God and man, and that he is the Christ, the Lord. He is the Messiah, the Redeemer, the one who comes to open heaven's gate, the one who believes and trusts in him to have eternal life. They believed. And they believed so much that we find something else that they did. They went and told people about the baby in Bethlehem. There in verse 17 and 18. Now when they had seen him, when they had seen Jesus, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning the Christ. They went telling people, guess what happened to us on the hillside in, above Bethlehem? We saw these angels, we heard them singing, we heard the message of the angel. And in verse 18, and all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Well, one final application this morning is this, that I don't know about you, but I get convicted when I read about what the shepherds did. When the shepherds were so full of amazement and wonder and praise of what they'd seen and what they'd been told, that they couldn't stop telling people about Jesus. They couldn't stop telling people saying, come and see this baby that's in this stable, in this manger. But what did the shepherds know about Jesus? What did the shepherds know about salvation? What did the shepherds know about heaven? My answer is this. Probably not very much at that time. Maybe they were saying to one another, I don't know how this little baby boy will grow up to be the man who will be the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I do trust God in it. And I do believe that if I trust in him, if I believe in him, just as the angel told me, then I will have peace with God and I will have eternal life. And what they did know, they shared. And they told their story, didn't they? But what about us? How much do we know about the baby born in a cradle? Hopefully it's enough to be able to tell people that he became the man who died upon the cross, the man who knew no sin, the one who became sin for us, that we would go to heaven. And that's the great good news of Christmas, isn't it? That we, because we are not good enough, we're in the same position as the shepherds, not good enough to go to heaven, not good enough to be pleasing to God, not good enough to have heaven, that we have a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was good enough, who did pay the price for our sins, who did open the gates of heaven. That's the Christmas message. The Savior has come. The Lord Jesus Christ has come. Heaven now is open to all who would believe in Jesus, in Christ. And that's great news, isn't it? So perhaps we need to be like the shepherds. We need to be worshipping the Lord Jesus. We need also to be like the shepherds, of going and telling and sharing what we know about Jesus. And then verse 17, we read these words of Luke chapter 2, verse 17. Now when they had seen him, when you have known him, when Jesus is your Savior, well, this is what they did. they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning Christ. We need to make widely known what we know of the gospel, of what Jesus, of who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks for the Lord Jesus, that he who was the baby born in a cradle became the man who died upon the cross. And though we think of the cross as being something horrific and terrible, yet we realize, Lord, that it had to be, because there had to be one who would pay the price for our sins. And he had to be both Son of God and Son of Man to do that. And we give you praise and thanks for his coming. We rejoice in him, and we pray, Father, that we, like the shepherds, would fully believe in him and trust in him, and we look to his coming again, coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And in this Christmas period, Lord, help us to know more and more the joy of Christmas, the joy of his coming, the joy of Jesus, the Savior, that our joy would be like that of the angels. We could not contain ourselves as we realize, Lord, that peace has come between human beings and yourself, and you've opened the gate of heaven to all who would believe in him. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.